The Series on Worship, Week 5, Betrothal. Day 2, The Uses of Betrothal. And the man, marveling at her, was silent, to know whether Yehovah had prospered his way or not. And it was, when the camels had completed drinking, that the man took a nose jewel of gold, its weight half a shekel, and 2 bracelets for her hands, 10 of gold their weight. Arcana Celestia 3107, 10 of gold their weight, that this signifies what is full for initiation is evident from the signification of 10 as being a full state, like 100, and from the signification of gold, which is here a kind of coin from the weight of which the valuation was made, and from the signification of weight, as being the state of a thing as to good. From this it is evident that 10 of gold their weight signifies a full state of what is valued as to good. That it is for initiation is evident from the several particulars in this chapter in which the initiation is treated of, that is, the betrothal. Conjugal Love, number 301. The reasons for betrothals are as follows. 1. That after them, the 2 souls may mutually incline to each other. 2. That the universal love to the sex may be determined in each to one of the sex. 3. That the interior affections may be mutually known and by applications may be conjoined in the inward cheerfulness of love. 4. That the spirits of the 2 may enter into marriage and be more and more consociated. 5. That conjugal love may thus rightly progress from its first heat to its nuptial flame. 6. Consequently, that conjugal love may proceed from its spiritual origin in just order and take increase. The state of betrothal may be likened to the state of spring before summer, and the internal amenities or sweetnesses of that state to the blossoming of trees before fructification. Since the initiations and progressions of conjugal love proceed in order, to the end that they may flow into the effective love which commences from the wedding, therefore in the heavens also there are betrothals. Conjugal Love 302, that by betrothal each is prepared for conjugal love. That by betrothal the mind or spirit of the one is prepared for union with the mind or spirit of the other, or what is the same, the love of the one with the love of the other, is evident from the arguments presented in the preceding article. It should be mentioned in addition that on conjugal love is inscribed the following order. It ascends and descends. From its first heat, it ascends progressively upwards towards their souls, with an effort to conjunction there, and this by continually more interior openings of their minds. And there is no love which labors for these openings more intensely, or which opens the interiors of their minds more powerfully and easily than conjugal love, inasmuch as the soul of each intends it. But by the same movements that this love ascends towards the soul, it also descends towards the body, and thereby clothes itself. It should be known, however, that conjugal love is of the same nature in its descent as it is in the height to which it has ascended. If it is in its height, it descends chaste, and if not in its height, it descends unchaste. The reason is because the lower parts of the mind are unchaste, but its higher parts are chaste. For the lower parts of the mind cleave to the body, while its higher parts separate themselves from the lower. But on this subject, more may be seen below at number 305. From these few considerations, it can be seen that by betrothal, the minds of the 2 are prepared for conjugal love, though in different ways, according to their affections. Conjugal love number 303. That by betrothal, the mind of the one is conjoined to the mind of the other, in order that a marriage of the spirit may take place before that of the body. Since this is a conclusion from what has been said above, it is passed by without bringing in further confirmations from reason. Questions. What is the purpose of betrothal? 2. What does it mean for conjugal love to ascend before it descends? 3. Do you see a connection between the uses of betrothal and Arcana Celestia 9182, Section 4 from the previous reading? 4. Are all weddings in heaven preceded by a betrothal? 5. How do you think other religions view the idea of betrothal? Is betrothal exclusive to the New Church?